Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the 20th of October. 60 degrees now, light rain falling across the region now. We have a 70% chance of rain today, and it has moved into the area. We had some thunderstorms early last evening, and that brought 0.55 of an inch of rain here at the studios of WFIW. 0.3 of an inch of rain recorded in Bone Gap. And in fact, for a short period of time last night, Fairfield was under a severe thunderstorm warning. Nothing like that in our forecast today, just some rain and colder weather. Looks like we could get down tomorrow night into the 30s for overnight lows, so some much cooler weather on the way after this rain moves through the area. I'll have more on that WFIW weather forecast following this edition of the news. Well, it is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, he's located in Wayne City. A preliminary hearing is set this morning in the first-degree murder case of 22-year-old Zachary J. Schock of McLeansboro. Schock was arrested last month in connection with the shooting death of 45-year-old James Burkle of Salem. Schock is currently being held in the White County Jail at Carmi for Hamilton County authorities. He's scheduled to appear in court at 10:30 this morning for that preliminary hearing. Schock was arrested in the early morning hours of Friday, September the 30th, in Fairfield. He had allegedly fled the scene of the shooting in a black Chevy Cruze. Local police spotted Schock's car at the Casey's General Store on the south edge of Fairfield and took him into custody without incident. He was actually a passenger in that Chevy Cruze being driven by a female who was not arrested in connection with this case. Schock faces 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of aggravated battery with a firearm. WFIW News Time 7:17.
Are you considering selling your home, business, farm ground, or hunting property? Country Roads Realty will go the extra mile to sell it for you. Jessica McCleary and Terry Weedman go the extra mile to sell, sell, sell. Current mortgage rates and loan programs are attracting buyers, and so are the customer service and attention to detail of Jessica and Terry at Country Roads Realty, 506 West Main Street in Fairfield. Find them on Facebook and visit countryroadsrealty.net. Call 842-SOLD.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo.
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you.
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Call me, Henry Simmers, for fast, friendly service at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
There's a storm coming. We may not know its path, but your independent auto owner's insurance agent knows. No matter what happens, we'll be there when you need us most. Strong through every storm. That's how it's been for our first 100 years. And how it will be for generations to come.
No matter what happens, we'll be there for you. Call me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield today.
A rural Wayne County man arrested last week for being in possession of bath salts is scheduled to stand trial next month in connection with a 2012 traffic crash that killed 2 people in neighboring Jefferson County. Robert T. Hayes, 23, is currently being held in the Wayne County Jail at Fairfield on 2 counts of being in possession of a controlled substance, bath salts. At the time of his arrest last week, Hayes was out on bond on 2 felony charges of aggravated drunk driving causing a death and a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence of drugs. In that case, Hayes is accused of being drunk and driving in the early morning hours of October the 2nd, 2012, when his 2002 Dodge extended cab pickup truck entered the eastbound Interstate 64 rest area east of Mount Vernon, jumped a curb, and hit a tree. Killed in that accident were Holly Fenton, 24, of rural Wayne City, and Cody Badabi, 20, of Fairfield. Hayes and 2 other passengers were also hurt in that accident. Now, in the most recent case, Hayes was arrested October 10th and found to be in possession of a large quantity of suspected bath salts, digital scales, and glass smoking pipes, $6,600 in cash, and a number of other items of suspected drug contraband. Wayne County Sheriff's Police say they believe Hayes is a major dealer in bath salts and, as part of their investigation, have seized his 2008 Nissan passenger car. Hayes is being held under $75,000 bond in the recent bath salts case here in Wayne County and is slated to stand trial November the 15th in the 2012 Jefferson County DUI case. 66-year-old Vita C. Jones of rural Bluford was arrested Tuesday night on a charge of domestic battery. Mrs. Jones is accused of threatening 72-year-old Larry W. Jones with a knife and scratching him with her fingernails. Mr. Jones said he was sound asleep when Vita Jones started shouting at him and threatening him with a knife. Nobody received any serious injuries in that alleged incident. 58-year-old Matthew S. Burgess of Sisney was arrested Tuesday night on a charge of disorderly conduct. He had been taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for an evaluation and allegedly refused to cooperate with medical staff. He was booked at the county jail around 6:30 Tuesday night. Carmi City Police report the arrest of 34-year-old James R. Easton of New Harmony on a White County warrant charging him with criminal damage to property, bond in that case $150 cash. 32-year-old Stanley L. Griffin of Carmi was cited Tuesday night for driving on a revoked license and a local warrant. Griffin was stopped for driving a three-wheeler down East Main Street. He was also wanted for failure to appear in court on an unrelated driving revoked and obstructing justice charge. Total bond, $650 cash. He was also given a warning ticket for operating an ATV on a roadway. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
Are you a fantasy football fan? Well, so are we. This football season, score big with Red Zone from Wabash Communications. NFL Red Zone, produced by NFL Network, whips around every NFL game on Sunday afternoons, delivering the touchdowns and most exciting moments as they happen, and in high definition. When you're ready for a timeout from football, choose from other popular channels. Score big with your family. Call 662-3636 to sign up for Wabash's TV services.
Temperatures are falling and soon the leaves will be too. At Hubinger's Furniture Company, that means it's time for falling prices. So hurry on out and take advantage of these huge discounts. I have slashed prices in all departments. And remember, at Hubinger's, we have free delivery and free financing available. See store for details. So if new furniture or bedding is in your future, then now is the time to fall into these huge savings. Only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East Floor.
Here are a couple of reminders for our listeners this morning. If you are a Fairfield utility customer, your utility bill is due today. That is the due date today, and that you need to get that paid today to avoid cutoff of your utilities. So today is the day. Also, as a reminder, Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson says that the first installment of Wayne County real estate taxes will be due on Friday, October the 28th. The total amount to be collected this year, $15,833,432. 26% of that's already been collected. So if you got any questions, call her office at 842-5087. Caitlin Summerfield is the recipient of the Wabash Valley College Foundation Scholarship for the 2016-17 academic year. Caitlin is a graduate of Edwards County High School, the daughter of Jason and Misha Summerfield of West Salem. Now, after Caitlin completes her work at Wabash Valley, she plans to transfer to Southern Illinois University Carbondale. This one-year award will help offset the cost of tuition for fall and spring semesters for 1 year, so long as the student remains enrolled full-time. Total value of the award, $2,400. University of Illinois officials say they've seen more than 60 cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease among students since the beginning of the semester. Hand, foot, and mouth disease causes painful sores in the mouth and on the hands and feet. It is caused by viruses and can spread through coughing, sneezing, or even kissing. An infected person can spread the virus to others by touching objects and surfaces. Hand washing is critical in preventing its spread. Rochella Thompson of Champaign-Urbana Public Health Department says the illness is more often seen in daycare centers, but Illinois is not alone in reporting cases. The hand, foot, and mouth disease also has shown up at Florida State Universities and other colleges around the nation. FNB Asset Management is scheduled to host a free seminar on the basics of financial planning for the community. The event will take place Tuesday, October the 25th. That's next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Fairfield. Seminar will consist of a presentation by John Reynolds, financial advisor at FNB Asset Management. Now, John says the seminar is geared toward individuals who are currently in a financial transition. He says there are so many folks in our community who are switching careers or even just starting off in their first job. These transitions often leave people in a different financial situation, one that they are not sure how to manage. His goal, he says, is to give folks the tools and knowledge to help them through the process. If you're interested in attending, contact FNB Asset Management's office, which is located, of course, inside the Fairfield National Bank. They can be reached at 842-2109. That's 842-2109. Demo Derby action coming back to Wayne County Fairgrounds later this month. The Wayne County Pumpkin Smash Demo Derby has been set for a week from Saturday, the 29th. Pits open at 9, Derby action at 2. Classes will include limited weld, full weld, minivans, and mini cars. If you'd like to sign up, call Ty at 599-2027. Friends of the Fairfield Public Library will be conducting their semi-annual book and bake sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the library on Southeast 2nd Street. Books, CDs, DVDs, cassettes, and VHS tapes will be sold for $1 each. Now, if you're going to donate any baked goods, you need to have those there by 9:30 Saturday morning. All proceeds from the bake sale, the book sale, and other events will be used by the library for its programs and purchases. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $2.50 per barrel, and today they're paying $45.75 a barrel. In local and area deaths, 97-year-old former Albion resident Beulah L. Wallace of Fairfield died at 8:10 Wednesday morning in Fairfield, a member of the Mount Zion Methodist Church. She was a homemaker. Survivors include two sons, James and wife Betty Wallace, and Don and wife Linda Wallace, both of Ellery, 7 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Beulah L. Wallace will be 11 o'clock Monday morning at the Mount Zion Methodist Church, with burial in Mount Zion Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Monday morning until the time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to the Mount Zion Cemetery and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of all the arrangements. They'll also accept those donations at the church. Charles E. Buckner, 69, of Benton, died Wednesday at Carbondale Hospital. Charles was a foreman in the Indiana State Prison System, also worked as a welder and mechanic, and was a veteran of the U.S. Navy. Survivors include daughters Christina Dawn Buckner of Carmine and Kelly Lynn Buckner of Michigan City, Indiana, brothers Robert and Buckner of Michigan City, Indiana, and William Buckner of the Villages, Florida, nieces Cindy Morton and Linda Moles. Graveside services for Charles E. Buckner will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Enfield Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Military honors will be conducted by the combined units of the Carmine American Legion and VFW. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of the arrangements for Charles Buckner. 79-year-old Mill Shoals resident George Leonard died at 1:30 Saturday afternoon at Deaconess Hospice Center in Evansville, a U.S. Air Force veteran of the Korean War. He'd worked at McLeod Corporation in St. Louis. Now his remains will be cremated and a memorial service conducted at a later date. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Betty N. Hall Bowman, 86, of Belmont, will be 11:30 this morning at the Chapel of the Kepis Funeral Home in Mount Carmel, with burial in Bethel Cemetery at Belmont. Visitation for Betty Bowman, 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service at the Kepis Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Graveside services for Jimmy Jones, 78, of Evansville, Indiana, will be 11:30 this morning at Bethel Cemetery at Ellery. Visitation will be 10 till 11 this morning at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Angel Mounds State Park and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Graveside services for Dana S. Shockley, 59, of Fairfield, to be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. There will be no visitation. Family and friends should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Ida Faye Baxter, 69, of Albion, will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion, with burial in East Antioch Cemetery at Burnt Prairie. Visitation will be 6 to 8 Friday night at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the First Baptist Church of Albion and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. And a graveside service for Grace Ann Loy, 81, of Albion, will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at West Village Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of all the arrangements for Grace Ann Loy. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
As one of the board-certified mammography technologists at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I am pleased to share about our upgrade to 3D mammography. The change to our new 3D images is astounding and has been proven to be life-saving for our patients already due to early detection. The 3D images are clearer because of our new ability to peel back the image layer by layer to reveal any abnormalities that could be of concern. I'm thrilled with the state-of-the-art technology we have here at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of an organization that consistently upgrades to bring the best to those we serve. I don't know why anyone would want to go elsewhere for health care when we have all we need right here. I'm Rhonda Grinnells, radiologic technologist at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and I look forward to serving those who choose 3D mammography at Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Here's a look at sports from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. No scores to report from last night locally. On the schedule for tonight, high school volleyball at 6:15. It's Sisney at Fairfield. Wayne City's at Thompsonville. Junior high basketball, that Jasper shootout gets underway, the first four of 15 games. At 4:45 tonight, it's girls' game, Mount Carmel St. Mary's versus Bluford. At 6 o'clock in the boys' game, it's New Hope versus Mount Carmel St. Mary's. At 7:15 girls' game, it's Olney St. Joe versus Wayne City. And at 8:30, it's another boys' game, West Salem versus Olney St. Joe. Junior high girls basketball on the schedule for tonight, separate from the shootout. Sisney travels to New Hope tonight at 6 o'clock. On the national level last night, the ALCS, it was Cleveland shutting out Toronto 3-0. Cleveland wins that series 4-1 in the National League Championship Series. The Chicago Cubs knocked off the Dodgers 10-2. That series now tied 2 games apiece. In the NBA last night, preseason still, Milwaukee beat Indiana 111-103. It was Toronto over Detroit 103-92. New York Knicks beat Boston 121-96. Minnesota over Memphis 101-94. Houston knocked off Dallas 106-91. It was Portland getting by Utah 88-84. And Golden State knocked off the Lakers 123-112. In the NHL, Detroit beat the Rangers 2-1. And in overtime, Winnipeg gets by Toronto 5-4.
And that is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. 70% chance of showers this morning mainly. High around 63, partly cloudy tonight. Low 43, sunny Friday. High of 58. By the way, the low Friday night, overnight into Saturday morning, probably in the upper 30s. Saturday, sunny 63. Sunny Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. High around 71 Sunday, 69 Monday, and 71 on Tuesday. 84 the high yesterday, 59 our low this morning. We picked up a little more than a trace of rain so far this morning, 55 hundredths yesterday. Bone Gap picking up at about 0.3 of an inch of rain. And at 7:32 this morning under cloudy skies, light rain falling here at the studios of WFIW. It is 61. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.